Tomorrow night, the Flint Institute of Arts hosts the next in the African American film series put on jointly by the FIA and the organization Communities First. Current State's Jamie Paisley joins me now after speaking with the president of Communities First, as well as some of the filmmakers behind tomorrow's documentary. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there, Mark. Hi, and speaking with Glenn Wilson of Communities First, it's really easy to tell that he's quite passionate about bringing the Flint and Genesee County area together. While primarily Wilson's aim for the Communities First organization is to deal with issues of safe and affordable housing, they also try to tackle subjects like economic development, environmental education, and sustainability.
And then we have a program called Culture Shock. And Culture Shock is where we introduce arts and cultural activities into the community in unique and exciting ways to provoke and stimulate individuals' interests. And with Culture Shock, we do a lot of different programs to introduce disconnected populations to different activities that maybe they have not normally seen before. And so this actually fit within our Culture Shock program, which is an African-American film series. We stay in a community where 70% of our population is actually, 60 to 70% is African-American. And we saw that there was actually a need to have an African-American film series because some individuals didn't know that there's a lot of independent films that's out there actually in the African-American field for film.
For this Flint African-American film series, Communities First turned to pretty much the perfect fit when it comes to the arts in Flint, Michigan.
We reached out to FIA. We actually have a partnership with the Flint Institute of Arts. That's a part of our Culture Shock program. We actually partner with them, the Whiting and the Flint School of Performing Arts and the Flint Youth Theater. And we help to find different programming to help introduce disconnected populations to the actual cultural campus because we have a wonderful cultural campus here in our community. And we both had a common goal to increase equity and diversity within the particular arts within our community. And we saw that there was African-American film series or festivals throughout the country. And so I approached them and I said, hey, this is the idea. Do you think this is something that would be a part of our, you know, ongoing partnership that we have? And they felt as though it was a good fit, and we went from there. And so it's great to be able to partner with the Flint Institute of Arts that we have that here in our community to be able to offer that to the populations here within our community.
An American Ascent is the second of four films for this first-ever Flint African-American film series, and the first, Brooklyn Boheme, which, like the rest of the series, is shown at the Flint Institute of Art, had some rather encouraging information from the audience, and not just regarding the film.
We did some surveying afterwards, and probably 70% of the individuals that came that night have never been either to the Flint Institute of Arts or haven't been there within the last 5 to 10 years once we did the survey. So it was great. So it actually brought people to the Flint Institute of Arts that's never been there or individuals that haven't been there in a while. And we actually opened up the galleries as well at 5:30 before the movie. Because we want to introduce people to the arts as well. And so people were able to tour the galleries before they saw the movie.
So why did the Communities First Project pick this documentary set on the far remote location of Denali, the formerly named Mount McKinley in Alaska, the highest mountain peak in North America?
We felt like an American Ascent after us looking at the, you know, hundreds of movies throughout the country that was being shown. American Ascent is one that stood out as being one of those movies because, you know, you had the first African-American expedition going to climb Mount Denali, America's largest peak. And within the African-American community, you do not see a lot of individuals that actually go outdoors and climb mountains. But we saw this as how this actually plays into all our programming with affordable housing, economic development, because how many times are individuals told that they can't do something? And we wanted to make sure that it was consistent with us helping provide an improved quality of life for our community. And we felt like this would not only introduce people to the outdoors to have them think about things differently, but that this was absolutely what the name is. It was a culture shock. So it was something that provoked and, you know, stimulated and, you know, opens up the opportunity for conversation.
Although this film, An American Ascent, was also screened at the White House earlier this year, around the time when the National Park Service made that transition of renaming Mount McKinley to the name that the mountaineers and Alaskans have been calling it for generations, Denali. Could this documentary have had a hand in some of that?
We speculated about that a bit.
Producer, editor, and co-director of An American Ascent, Andy Adkins.
But we actually don't have any solid evidence that the president has actually seen our film, but it was at the White House. He wasn't there, It was a big day. It happened to be the same day of the big Supreme Court decision on gay marriage, and then there was he was delivering a big eulogy that day as well.
For co-director Adkins, this film, An American Ascent, showing tomorrow night at the Flint African American Film Series, brought back some of the memories of childhood when issues of diversity weren't ever part of any dialogue.
I grew up spending time outdoors, and I'm not black. I grew up in a fairly middle-class white suburban environment, and my parents took us camping and stuff, and that was just one of our pastimes. Getting to know this project, for me, personally, was kind of all about this realization that you kind of know all along, but it puts a real fine point on it, that not, you know, it's going to sound really obvious, but not everybody has the same upbringing and the same and is raised in the same environment. And that really informs what you do when you get older and the activities that you pursue. And it's just one of many, many issues where there's inequality, or one of many areas where there's inequality, I should say. But it is still one that where it exists. And I think that the goal of Expedition Denali, which is what the film An American Ascent is about, was to just sort of move that needle a little bit and inspire some mentors and inspire some young kids to plant some of those seeds to get that change happening.
One of the Expedition Denali members, James E. Mills, even included a good deal of the backstory in his book, highlighting the lack of diversity when it comes to the outdoor sports, The Adventure Gap, which American Ascent co-director Andy Adkins thinks covers this journey very well.
Yeah, it does. I read an early manuscript of it. We provided James with sort of the timeline of the thing, so we had a lot of back and forth. And it's a great book. And I think what the book does that, you know, we weren't able to do so much in the film was really bring some more context to it. He has some additional characters, I guess you could say, in the book that weren't on our actual climbing team on the mountain, that add some depth to the whole issue of diversity in the outdoors. And it's kind of like, you know, I wish we would have been able to do more than that in the film, but you're sort of bound by some restrictions. It's a good companion to the film.
When I get so tired that I can't see straight, all I just start thinking about it. Five steps, stop. Five steps, stop. And eventually, those five and five and five add up, and you're there.
Also on this journey was Scott Briscoe, a West Coast adventurer who remembers very vividly how Expedition Denali, the basis of this documentary, An American Ascent, was formed.
It was the brainchild of Aparna Rajagopal Durbin, and she was the director of diversity and inclusion for the National Outdoor Leadership School, or more commonly, NOLS. And she had pulled together a group of interested people of color that love the outdoors, love to climb, love to kayak, love to backpack. She pulled us all together probably about 5 years ago now, and we sat across from each other. And, you know, when we sat in that room together 5 years ago, it was such an amazing and incredible thing for all of us. We all spoke about how awesome it was to look across the room and know that there was somebody that looked like us, that had similar experiences as us, that had a passion for the outdoors. Because for so many of us, we didn't see that in our everyday life.
And as Expedition Denali began, Scott knew that the end goal of the mission reached far higher than the mountain itself.
You know, when I talk to the youth, one of the things I prefaced the presentation with is that the goal of the project wasn't just to climb Denali. The goal of the project was to attempt to summit Denali and then go around the country to speak to youth. So in climbing Denali, you know, in the back of my mind anyway, I was thinking the whole time, I'm going to be able to go share this experience with youth around the country. It was part of the project. The project wasn't just to attempt or to climb Denali. It was also to go around the country and share the story with youth, to expose them to the greatness of the outdoors, to show them that people who look like them, who come from similar experiences, are indeed doing things outside.
You can see An American Ascent as part of the community's first Culture Shock series tomorrow evening at the Flint Institute of Arts. The gallery opens at 5:30 and the film at 7 o'clock, with a suggested donation of $2 to Communities First. More information about this first-ever Flint African-American film series is online at communitiesfirstinc.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.